This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, class. This is Bert Bertonis, and I am interviewing Vince this morning, and we are discussing topics related to home wiring, home security. And this hour, we're going to be discussing a topic I know a lot of people ask about, solar power. Vince, how are we doing?
Yeah, okay. What can I answer about solar power? We built one, and we built our own. So we did not have it installed by anybody else. We did it from top to bottom ourselves. Where would you like to go with this? Do you have any specific questions? Size, difficulty, cost?
Sure, and that's good that you built it yourself because, you know what? That makes you an expert. Almost an instructor. So, Vince, what are the first considerations in planning? I know people are thinking, you know, how many panels, how many watts? Do I want it to replace my home wiring? Do I want it just for emergencies or something in between? What are the first planning steps and considerations a homeowner might consider?
Well, there's several things that need to be done. Number one, is you need to figure out how much electricity you need, not want, but need. That's the starting point. And the way to do that is kind of simple, but it'll take a weekend, and at least, and in terms of elapsed time. There's a device called a kill-a-watt, kill-a-watt. You can buy them on eBay, and what it is a plug-in meter. You plug it into your wall outlet, and then it has a receptacle that you can plug a device into. So, for example, let's say you decide that you want to have a microwave oven running on your solar system. How much electricity does that consume in terms of watts? Well, you plug your kilowatt into your wall outlet, you plug your microwave oven into your kilowatt, and it'll tell you. You fire up that microwave oven with something in it to, you know, to cook, and it'll tell you how many watts it is. And it might be 1,300, 1,400 watts. And that's a good starting point. And then you look at your refrigerator. How much electricity does that consume? And then you look at, let's say you have a freezer. Now, we have multiple freezers here at the farm, and they consume between, let's say, 150 watts running and 250 watts running. Now, when they start up, they consume more than that. When that compressor fires up, it consumes, let's say, 2 to 3 times the watts that it takes to just run it once the compressor gets running. How long does it take to get running? About a second or two. So you have this list. You look at your lighting, and you say, well, that's a LED light, and it's 9 watts. And we've got, let's say, you have 3 of them in the kitchen or 5 of them in the kitchen. And you write on a piece of paper, kitchen lighting, 9 watts times 3 or times 5 equals, you know, whatever it equals. And then you look at your refrigerator and you look at your freezer and you look at, let's say, your microwave oven. But that's not on all the time. And you look at what the total consumption is and you look at when you are using these devices. So, for example, if you're using your microwave oven during the day and it's sunny out, you probably will have a system that might be able to power that. But at night, when you're running, let's say, on your battery bank, you might want to be a little more cautious. So you might want to shift the usage of your devices to when the sun is shining. And that's what we do here at our house. So, for example, Mrs. Finelli will look at we have a meter in the kitchen that tells us how many watts the system is producing. It tells us how many watts we are consuming and tells us the delta. So whether we are drawing from the battery bank or whether we are charging the battery bank. And so she has switches. I built a switch box, and we can talk about that if you want, out of common, ordinary parts that you can get at any big box store. You can buy them on the internet. I did. And they're called three-way switches. And so we have in our kitchen six three-way switches. And I know I'm jumping around, but there's a reason for all this. So, for example, we may not have enough electricity in our battery bank to run the dishwasher at night. But it may be real sunny during the day. So we can flip the switch to either solar or grid. And we may say, well, let's use the grid for the dishwashing right now. Or it's really sunny, let's use the solar system for washing the dishes or the washing machine, the clothes washing machine. So what you need to do is figure out how many watts each one of these devices takes and when you're going to use them. And then you think about a couple other things. One is, can you have a solar system? Well, I'm not big on rules and regulations, but there's some places that say you just can't have solar panels, you know, deed restrictions, those kinds of things in neighborhoods. You have to have a good, unobstructed view of the South, at least in North America you do. And you need to have it at an angle that, and if you want to know what that angle is, that salute that was used by our enemy in World War II in Germany, those guys, they would have this salute. Their arm would go up, let's say, 35 degrees. Well, aim at the south, use a compass, find out exactly to the degree where south is, and you aim that way, and if you raise your hand as they did in that salute during World War II, that will tell you about where you need to aim your solar panels at that angle. Now, the reason for that is that's the most efficient angle to absorb the sun's rays to generate electricity with the solar panels. Here in our part of the world, it's about 37 degrees. So we have our panels aimed exactly the way I said. And during sunny days, and we might get 5 or 6 hours of sun, and we're generating electricity. So early in the morning, we start generating electricity, and as it gets closer and closer to noon, where the sun is at its maximum point for the day, that's when we generate most electricity, and then it wanes off as we get toward evening. So let's say around 9 o'clock in the morning, we start generating electricity, and around 5 o'clock or so, we are not generating much electricity. But during the height of the day, the middle part of the day, we're generating the most electricity. So you need to figure out those things.
Since that angle is a trade-off, correct? Because obviously in the morning and evening hours, the sun is much closer to the horizon, and in a lot of latitudes during the summer, the sun might be almost totally vertical. In Hawaii, it would be totally vertical in June or July.
Those are very good points that you're bringing up. So you're absolutely correct. And what we have done is we optimized for what we thought would be the most durable while generating the most voltage, while being the most resistant to tornadoes, because we have tornadoes here. And sometimes we have hail. Now, if you have your panels at a steeper angle and hail is coming down, it's less likely to break the glass of the solar panels if they are steeper than if they are flatter. That's one thing. Another thing is, if it snows a lot and your panels get covered with snow, you're not generating any electricity. Now, if you put them on the roof, are you able to get the snow off them? Is your roof angle one that would encourage the snow to stick on the solar panels? So putting them on the roof is a great idea, except if you want to service them.
Sorry, Vince, I was going to ask you real quick. Are there de-icing circuits in any solar panels for the colder climate?
I don't know. I have not investigated that. We don't have any of those. But I can tell you this, that solar panels, when the sun shines on them, when they are generating electricity, let's say there's a sheet of ice, but it's translucent, you'll still be able to generate some electricity. Okay?
Sure.
And as it generates electricity, the panels get warmer. And I believe that, well, the angle that we have is semi-steep. The ice will just slide right off. It'll melt.
So that's the self-de-icing
yes.
effect.
Uh-huh. Right, right. And so what we did was a combination of, well, let's look at it this way. In the summertime, as you were mentioning, the sun is stronger. So there's plenty of electricity in the summer, but there's not plenty of electricity right now in the wintertime. So we optimized our system where we point the panels for the wintertime, not for the summertime.
Because, and I'm guessing you don't use electric heat, that therefore it's a Pinelli resonance.
Right. Well, you see, the answer is, I guess, in most, yes. However, and there's several types of systems. There's three types, and I'll tell you that in a second. So, for example, we heat our house with wood. We have a wood furnace, and one day we can go into how those things work. So we have an outdoor wood furnace. Now, this thing is the size of a storage shed, small storage shed. It has a firebox that you could literally climb into. It's roughly 60 by 48, so 4 feet by 5 feet in terms of the size of the inside dimensions of the firebox. So it's pretty big. And that burns wood. It heats a tank of water that surrounds the firebox on all sides except the front. And that tank of water is then circulated underground through plumbing, insulated plumbing that we put in to the house. And we have a heat exchanger in the house, actually multiple heat exchangers. And it extracts the heat from the hot water and heats our domestic hot water like a hot water heater. But our hot water heater is heated with wood from this outdoor wood furnace. And we have ducted heating, hot air heating, which goes through other heat exchangers. So warm air is blown throughout the house from the heat exchangers that are warmed up with the water that circulates in the wood stove. To make a long story short, we consume between 75 and 100 watts of electricity 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to run the circulator pump to pump hot water from the outdoor wood furnace to the house.
You know, so, the first locomotive used wood before they switched to coal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it falls down. We have lots of acres of trees, and the limbs fall down, the trees die naturally, and we go drag them out of the woods with the tractor, cut them up, stack them, and then burn them a year later. So our heat is almost free. And we also buy wood. There are places where we can buy wood that nobody wants. Nobody wants it. It's left over from fabrication of, you know, wood products. Nobody wants this. And we can go with our trailer and we can pick up enough wood to heat our house for $100 a year.
So with that trailer, could you design a automobile that burnt wood and you just keep it in the trailer and throw it in?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, in Combat, that series that I've been assigning as homework, you will see in France they had trucks that had a fire on the side. And what would happen is they'd burn wood on the side of the truck by the engine, and the exhaust from the wood-burning fire on the side of the truck, that was part of the truck, that smoke would be pulled into the carburetor, if you will, and consumed as fuel.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Pencils. Paper. Notebooks. iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, class. This is Bert Bertonis, and we are interviewing Vince this morning. And Vince, let's pick up again on solar power. I noticed you said you put in a three-way switch, the switch between solar and grid. Now, that's something most systems don't have. Is that correct?
That's correct. And let me just share this thought with the class. There are three basic types of solar systems. One is off-grid. Off-grid means, like, let's say you're in the mountains and there's no electricity coming in from the utility company. It's totally off-grid. You do everything. So you have your own battery bank, you have your own solar panels, you have an inverter, charge controller, etc. There's another kind called grid-tied. Grid-tied, meaning that you are connected to the grid. The way that works is you do not have a battery bank. Your solar panels collect electricity from the sun, or collect solar rays, convert it to electricity, and you have an inverter that sends electricity to the grid. So the grid acts like your battery bank. You send it out there, and if you need it, you get it back. And you can send it out while you're getting it back simultaneously. And there is an accounting system, a metering system, that determines how much you're sending out and how much you're drawing from the grid. And it works really well, except if the grid goes down. Because the grid is the clock. The grid is the clock for the system. So if your grid goes down, even though you have an inverter, even though you have solar panels, even though you have everything except batteries, if the grid goes down, you have no electricity, none. And then there's the type we have, which is a combination. It's an on-grid, grid-tied, off-grid hybrid system. So what we do is, if we want to be off-grid, no problem. If we want, throw a switch. If we want to be on-grid, that switch controls whether on-grid, off-grid. We can disconnect from the grid at a moment's notice, at a second's notice, literally. And if in the wintertime we need more electricity than we can generate and store, we could use our generator. And we could charge our battery bank with that, and some people do. Rich Sheban does that. However, it is less expensive for us to use the grid for supplemental electricity until we put the rest of our solar panels up. So we only have about a third of our solar panels up. We have them, and we just need to fabricate the array, you know, the bracketry, the supports, etc., the frame, to put the rest of the panels up and wire them. We have everything we need to do it. We just haven't finished it yet. So to answer your question about this switch, it's really neat. Class, you have you've seen these switches in hallways. So if you have a hallway, and at one end of the hallway you have a light switch, at the other end of the hallway you have a light switch, another light switch. And if you're at either end of the hallway and you want to turn the light on, you flip the switch. And if you want to turn it off, you can turn it off from that same switch, or you can turn it off from the switch at the other end of the hallway. They're called three-way switches. I don't know why they're called three-way switches, but they have only two poles. And so the way to look at this is, the switch is either on in the up position electrically, or it's on in the down position. So we took that very simple switch, and you can buy them for $2, literally $2 each. And we have it wired into our electrical panel so that if, and we figure up is solar because the sun is up, you know, from it's overhead. And down is the grid because our grid comes in underground. We have underground, we don't have power poles on our farm. It's all underground wiring because we insisted that it be done that way. So we have these switches. There's six of them in a box in the kitchen. So there's a six position box. It's actually six one-gang wall boxes all connected together. And they're called gangable, G-A-N-G-A-B-L-E. They're metal boxes. And you take out one screw and a side plate removes. And then you can attach two of them, three of them, four of them, five of them, six of them, as many as you want. And you can gang them in as many boxes as you want. And we ganged six of them together, because the largest wall plate that you can get typically is six positions, six switches in one wall plate. So we have six switches in the kitchen, and they control things like the garage lighting, which is seven fluorescent tubes, 8 feet long each. So that's seven times two tubes, that's 14 tubes at 100 watts apiece. So 1,400 watts, that's a lot of load. I guess we'll get back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment is down to 6% in the United States as vaccine eligibility is expanding and COVID-19 restrictions are loosening in many places. March also saw 916 new jobs added. Texas is making progress to secure the border amid a surge of illegal immigration. Nearly 600 arrests have been made in the last 30 days. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott touting his plan to secure the border.
Operation Lone Star was launched for the purpose of filling the gaps that are left open as Border Patrol officers are busy, occupied with detaining the large number of people who are coming across the border. And when Border Patrol officers are occupied with those detentions, it leaves wide swaths of sectors open.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Witness testimony continuing Friday in the case against Derek Chauvin. Thursday was an emotional day of testimony.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, "Can I pray with you?"
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Today is Good Friday, which commemorates the execution of Jesus by crucifixion. The death and later resurrection of Jesus Christ are the most important events in Christianity. Today is a day of mourning in the church, and special Good Friday services focus on Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. In the United States, stock markets are closed today, but postal service and most retail stores and restaurants remain open. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of
God, you're when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
And welcome back, class. We're discussing solar power today.
Okay, so Bert, I wanted to mention that these switches are really common. They're called three-way switches in if you use the vernacular of the electrical department box store. They're called three-way switches. I use 20-amp switches.
Yeah, now, Vince, the way you use those switches in your solar system, the switch is exactly the same, but the circuit is different because in a three-way lighting scenario, every time you flip the switch, it alternates with up being on or down being on. It's a clever wiring scheme. Whereas in your case, you're using it simply as a AB switch, the switch between the solar and grid, correct?
That's exactly correct. And there are two different grades for most of us to buy. One would be called, you know, the standard 15-amp switch that most of us have on our wall switches. And we have those 15-amp ones. Those are the ones that cost less than 40 cents a piece. You buy 10 of them for $4 at, you know, it's called contractor pack at Lowe's or Home Depot or, you know, the big box stores. But the ones that I use for this particular application are called spec grade, S-P-E-C, as in the specification. And they're marked spec, S-P-E-C, on the switch. They're 20 amp. They're a heavier duty switch. So instead of costing around $1 or less, maybe 40 cents, for the 15 amp version, these are three-way. So they're about $1 a piece for the cheap ones. But the better ones, the spec grade, are about $2 a piece. And that's what I used because I wanted the 20-amp contact rating of these particular switches. And it's really simple. I've got wire coming in that's from the grid for each switch and wire coming in from the solar system. So I've got a breaker on the grid side, and I've got a circuit breaker on the solar side. They come into this electrical box in the kitchen, and I can switch between the solar and the grid. And the outgoing component of the switch goes to the circuit. Now, I'll tell you what the circuits are. So of these six, I was concerned that we might not have electricity enough generated from the sun to power these following devices. So I picked the six that I thought were important. And they are the lighting in our automotive shop. There are 7 fluorescent lights, 8-foot tubes, 2 tubes per light, so that's 1,400 watts. Each one of them is roughly 100 watts. So that's 1,400 watts. That's a major consumer of electricity in our farm. Then the next one would be the washing machine, the clothes washing machine. Next one is the dishwasher. A dishwasher has a heating element, so it wants to make sure the water is warm enough to dissolve the detergent to wash the dishes. The next one we have, and maybe we can talk about this if we have more time sometime, is electrical code. So electrical code wants you to have roughly one outlet every 2 feet on the kitchen counter. Okay? Well, one of our outlets is switched with the switch, and the idea is we may not have enough electricity to bake bread from our battery bank, so we may want to switch it to the grid. The other one is the kitchen lighting. We may want to use the grid or the solar system for the kitchen lighting, which is about roughly 15 can lights, 15 in the kitchen. And then the microwave oven / range hood. So instead of buying a range hood, I bought a microwave oven with a range hood to vent outward, because I was able to get a microwave oven and range hood combination for less money than just a range hood. So I stuck one of those over the kitchen stove. So those are the 6 switches, but that's not enough. I bought more. I bought another 10-pack of these 20-amp spec-grade switches in the boxes and the stainless steel cover plate, and I'm going to add them in as well because I want to put the freezers on this switching system as well as the outdoor wood furnace circulating pump and other circuits. So that's what we've done, Bert, and I have never seen a house that has that ever. But it's easy to do. And you can do it for $100. Yes.
Vince, I'm guessing that you use the screw terminals on all your switches. You don't use the push-in connectors for the Romex.
Right. That's exactly correct. And the reason for that, class, is if you look at these switches that you can buy, they have these little holes in the back and also the receptacles. And you can just strip the wire and stick the wire in. And a lot of electricians do that, which is absolutely beyond crazy to me. Because those spring terminals get weak over time. There's a very small contact surface area where the wire that you've stripped to push into this switch or this receptacle contacts this spring-type connection. It gets hot over time. It weakens the spring. As the spring gets weaker, the connection gets weaker. It starts to arc, and it can cause a fire. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. So we always wrap around the screws on the receptacles and switches, and you always wrap it in the clockwise direction. So you make what looks like a shepherd's hook. It is almost 360-degree circle of wire that fits tightly around the screw. And there are special pliers that are made for doing this. And that's what I have. And I wrap it tightly, screw it on very tightly with a flat screwdriver because you can't get enough torque with a Phillips screwdriver on these. So that's how I do it. You're absolutely right, Bert.
And you could use a long nose for that, correct?
Yes, kind of a heavy. You wouldn't want to use a delicate, like a jeweler's long nose. You'd want to have a called needle nose sometimes. Yes. Yes, you can. But there, what I have is a pair of pliers that's made for Bell Laboratories. When it used to be Bell Laboratories, it's stamped Bell Laboratories. You can buy them on eBay. They have a kind of a greenish handle, and they are a short needle nose, narrow needle nose, with cuts in the end of them where it grips the wire so the wire won't slip off. They are perfect for this application. They'll probably cost $15. For a 30-year-old used pair or 40-year-old used pair. That's what I have.
And, Vince, who was the original founder of Bell Laboratories?
Well, I don't – well, maybe it was – certainly it's tied to Alexander Graham Bell. But, yeah. You know, Schottky was one of the guys who invented the transistor. And my dad, when he was a principal, had Schottky's son in his class.
Wow, interesting. Was that in New Jersey?
He was principal there, yes. Uh-huh.
So, you just opened up something for another show. Uh-huh. Schottky had a company called Schottky Labs, and apparently, although he hired brilliant engineers, everybody hated working for him, and Fairchild Camera and Instrument Company on Long Island got very entrepreneurial and stole away some of the Schottky employees, formed Fairchild Semiconductor, and moved it out to California.
And I know you're very well familiar with Fairchild and National Semiconductor.
Well, then Fairchild gave birth to virtually all of the semiconductor industry in Silicon Valley. And that includes companies like Advanced Micro Devices, who now is the leader in graphics chips, and National Semiconductor, where I worked for a while briefly, who has now been bought up by Texas Instruments. TI, of course, also being a pioneer in semiconductors from Texas. They say that both TI and Fairchild both share kind of the invention of the integrated circuit, back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, very interesting. Moving along, so anything else on three-way switches?
No, it's a really great way to go. I have a warning for the class. If you decide to build one of these, you can look up how three-way switches work. And literally, you might also refer to them as a single-pole double throw, abbreviated SPDT, single-pole double throw. I would recommend, if you're going to build one of these, that you use the 20-amp switch called the spec grade, as in specification. I happen to like Cooper brand. I think they're really, really good. I don't like Hubble. Hubble used to be a fabulous manufacturer. Now they come from, the kind that you'd be buying will be coming from China. I'd rather buy them from Mexico, and that's where Cooper's come from. They're also known as Eaton, E-A-T-O-N. I don't know if Eaton bought Cooper or what, but I really like the Cooper/Eaton switches, and that's what we've standardized on here on our farm. But here is the caution. Let's say you are running a heavy load. Let's say now you can run 1800 watts on a 20 amp circuit, because the way it works is you should not load an electrical circuit more than 80% of its maximum capacity. So a 20 amp circuit would be 20 amps times 120 volts or 2,400 watts, 2,400 watts. So if you running at 1,800 watts, you're good. Well, we're running about 1,400 watts in our garage. And if I were to switch from grid to solar or from solar to grid while those lights are on, I can cause an arc and cause the switch to burn up. So you don't want to switch them when there's a hot load. You want to make sure that you power off the load, then move the switch, okay? Because they're not designed for hot switching. Simply the separation of the contacts isn't great enough. So that's how that works. So those are my thoughts on the A-B switch or the single pole double throw switches or the three-way switches as they're all referred to.
Okay, so Vince, you put your solar in after you built your roof, correct?
Correct.
So I'm going to guess it's a lot easier if somebody's building their house to plan for solar from day one.
Yeah, and here's some thoughts about that. As I mentioned, the solar panels get warm, and the roof gets warm. Most people do not have a white roof, and I've measured the temperature of our roof, and it'll go 150 degrees easily. Now, we have a roof that would be colored like the color of bark on a hardwood oak tree. Okay, so it's called weathered wood. That's the color of our composition shingles on the roof of our house. Well, at 150 degrees, that's pretty hot as a starting point. So the solar panels get hot themselves because they're like a bluish blue color. And just even when they're not generating electricity, they get warm. Well, if they're on the roof, how much distance is there between the roof and the back of the solar panel? Not too much, right? Because most people want them close to the surface of the roof. So now you don't get cooling. Air can get underneath there, and is the air hotter or cool? Well, the solar panels run hotter on the roof, and I don't want that. So I have ours on the ground. If they get snow on them, ice on them, I can take a broom, and I can sweep them off, even though they're about 14 feet tall. So I like them on the ground where I can maintain them better. But, yeah, you're right. We'll be right back, right?
Yep, interesting.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, class. We're with Vince Finelli talking about home solar power.
You know, Bert, there's one thing that we were talking about that I probably should address. You mentioned solar panels on the roof, and I delineated a couple reasons why. One, your roof angle may not be suitable. It may be not steep enough. It may be too steep. It may be facing in the wrong direction. It may be east and west rather than south. And there's another reason. Well, several reasons. One is when the roof is designed, it's designed for, let's say, a snow load if you live in a snowy area. In California, it's not much snow, so roofs tend to be flatter. In Florida, they tend to be flatter. And depending on the roof construction, you may not have the support that is required for the added weight of the solar panels. The other thing is, if you have them installed and someone does it for you, you've got guys walking around on the roof, and they've got their boots on, they're going to tear up the roof if it's a composition shingle roof. There's no way around it. And then when they mount these supports to your roof to support the solar panels, the rack, if you will, they're going to drill through the shingles. And it's just another place for a leak. And if when you were here, you noticed that we have a gas log fireplace, but we don't have a chimney. The house plans call for 2 chimneys, but we don't have them because a chimney is a great place for water to come through the point where the flashing of the chimney meets the shingles. So we don't have holes in our roof for those reasons. We only have 3 holes in our roof. One and is for one purpose, and that is the vent pipe for the plumbing system. That's it. There are 3 of those. And I put in the minimum that would let the plumbing drain downward, and that's it. So, because I don't want leaks in the roof. So those are the reasons why we use the ground mount for the solar panels. There's something else that I should probably mention. And you can buy an adjustable solar mount. So if you want to optimize for the winter, you can tilt the angle of the solar panels for that. If you want to optimize for the summer or those months in between, you can adjust solar panels so that, as some of them, if they have an adjustable rack for that reason. However, where we are, I chose not to do that because we live in Tornado Alley. And there is no adjustable solar rack I've seen that can sustain the wind loads that we have. We have gusts like 70 miles an hour or higher here. And ours, I know ours have stood up to 70 mile an hour winds. I know that for a fact because we were here when it happened. And the rack is just fine. So we built our own rack, Bert, out of used shelving material that came from, like a Home Depot, the lumber rack shelving, those pallet racks that will hold these massive loads of pallets of wood, like plywood and 4x4s and 6x6s, those racks that you see, they're really heavy. We used those. We bought them used and cut them and fabricated them and welded them and designed the angle and the system ourselves. And we mounted them on piers that we sunk into the ground of concrete. We had bought what's called Sono tubes, S-O-N-O tubes. And they're cardboard tubes. And you've seen them at lampposts and parking lots. And they have, what you do is you dig a hole. We use an auger, dug a 12-inch hole into the ground, 3 feet deep, put the Sono tube, so it went just below the ground level, and it's plumb, it's vertical, it's perfect in terms of being flat and level and all that, and it's square, and we sunk them in the ground, filled them with concrete and rebar, let them cure for a month, and then we bolted the rack on top of these concrete piers. So that's how we did it. And it works great. And it was probably one third at the most of the cost of buying a rack. At the most one third.
Oh, very interesting. Is there anyone installing solar who can do that for listeners for class that might be considering a solar project like this? Are there contractors that can do that?
I don't know. I don't know of any contractor that would go through the lengths that we went through to build ours, to do it the way we would do it. A contractor would use some kind of a kit, and it would be nowhere near as durable, nowhere near as inexpensive, nowhere near as good looking. I would be delighted to put an image of or images of our system up on the internet so people could see them. There's nothing like it. You go all over the internet, you look at images of solar systems, there's nothing like ours. And I would do it except that the trolls have given me such a hard time that I took our website down. So I can't do it, or I won't do it because of that reason. But it is quite different in terms of durability, aesthetics, and delivery of electricity. It's pretty
okay,
good.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's been an enjoyable 2 hours.
Hey, well, Bert, thank you for interviewing me, and thank you for asking these questions. And if you've got more, we just got to the tip of the iceberg, didn't we? I mean, it's so much more in depth we could go if that's what you would like to do. So,
well, let's see what feedback we get from class.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.